The lawsuit was filed last October by the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship student group at UW-Superior, alleging that the campus is interfering with their religious freedom by not recognizing it as a student group. A UWS student government committee contended that the group discriminated because it required its leaders to be Christian. 2 months later, the UW Board of Regents changed the discrimination rules, allowing for specific beliefs by leaders. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship advisor Ralph Seelke says that's all they wanted.
It wasn't ever about a large amount of money. It was more about recognition and the right to pick leaders according to the beliefs of the organization.
UW-Superior has since voted to fund IVCF as a student group, and Seelke says everyone's happy.
This lawsuit helped move the Board of Regents in the right direction. I don't like lawsuits. I don't think we should engage in them, you know, at the drop of a hat. But in this case, it's very good for UWS as a whole. I mean, we're not the only organization with beliefs.
The settlement includes $1,500 funding for this school year for the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.